Hello. Hello and welcome.
What is up?
Welcome to the Fantasy Process Report. Live here from Philadelphia, this is Nick Carta.
This is Jason Hyde, and as you can tell from the title, the PHs, we are indeed from Philadelphia, if the Rocky music did not give it away already.
Yes, and we are doing things a little bit differently right off the bat. We are without our lead host, Matt Hungerbuehler, a.k.a. Hungy, a.k.a. the Year of Hungy 2. He will be normally leading us, but tonight we're kind of just tinkering with things, and I just wanted to kind of get out on the air for you.
Yeah, the Team Hungy or Die thawed, if you will be delayed by a couple days, but we will eagerly await his return. He's going to the beach for a few days, so we'll be excited to have him back when he comes back on, hopefully, Thursday.
Yes. A little background about myself. I am from Philadelphia. Obviously, we are all from Philadelphia. We're from Great Valley High School, Malvern area. Some might call it the main line, some might not. But either way, we are from the suburbs of Philadelphia. And we've been in league together now. I have been the commissioner for about, I want to say, close to 12 years. It was when we were freshmen in high school is when it started.
It might have been around then. Yeah, I definitely remember playing somewhere around 2007, 2006. Because I vividly remember, actually it had to have been before 2007, because I vividly remember picking up Michael Vick when he was the Phenom Eagles quarterback in like week two or three when Clay Matthews ended the season with Kevin Cobb.
I feel like this league started and when he was in the Falcons still, man. Like four then.
But yeah, so Michael Vick, that Eagles year, I want to say it was like 2008 or 2009. I don't remember, but yeah, I remember that picking up Michael Vick at the beginning of that season, and I think I had Aaron Rodgers at the time as well, and Michael Vick started just balling out, and I remember trading him to Hungy for Chris Johnson, who was like the second overall pick that year, and Hungy just did not care.
Was that when he earned the name CJ2K?
I think it was a year or two after, but he was still deserving of being a top five pick, and I think it was like maybe him and Adrian Peterson and Maurice Jones-Drew, and I remember Hungy took him in like the top five picks. And I swapped him for a guy I just picked up off the waiver wire like 3 weeks earlier. But Hungy could not care less. He was an Eagles quarterback, and he was going to do anything it took to get him. So the rest of that year, I don't think Chris Johnson did much for me. But yeah, we've definitely been doing this for a long time. I want to say like 12 or maybe 13 years.
Yeah, the fact that we're talking about people like Chris Johnson, like seriously, Maurice Jones-Drew, and I don't know who else, but... Yeah, it's been a long time. A lot of turnover. We've got a lot of turnover in our league in recent history. But God, we could dedicate hours of podcast to the fun filled drama within running a fantasy football league.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of that. I remember going back to those first couple years, I think there's maybe only like five of us left, right? It's you and I. Matt,
I think the
Ryan,
first year
and
did,
maybe Pete,
like,
right?
Honestly, it could have been a 16 league for all I remember. I think it was an 18 league. Of course, it was with like the Calix and God knows who else. But anyway, yes, we had some long time high school friends all from there on there.
Andrew Payne, Chris.
Here we are today. We decided finally that we have played this sport enough that we feel qualified enough to get in front of a microphone and give our advice to you. Hopefully, it will be better than anything you get from these schmucks on ESPN, because if that's the main source for everybody, you got a nightmare ahead of you.
Yeah, exactly. And I have a bit of a commute to work every day and stuff, so I listen to podcasts all the time, and I listen to some fantasy football podcasts, and they give some interesting information and some good numbers and statistics and stuff like that. But what drives me crazy about them is their attitude. They're so arrogant and it's so serious. And they're like, this guy sucks at football. And it's just the attitude just kind of gets to me. And it's like, man, if you think that guy sucks at football, then like, what are you doing with your life? it almost seems like they forget that these guys are among the 300 best athletes on the face of the earth. And it's like, I could do a little bit without that, and you could use a little bit more of the personal side of it.
Well, that's the thing, is when you listen to those local stations, you can't really take their advice too much seriously because you get the bias no matter what, especially on the radio stations.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, Jason, you didn't tell them where you are.
Oh yeah, I'm just moved down to Miami, Florida. I just moved down here for a job almost a month ago, and so I've already been to about 4 or 5 Marlins games because I live like 13 blocks from that stadium. So it's pretty nice and easy to get over there. And the team sucks so bad that I can buy a ticket for the cheapest spot and just sit anywhere I want because no one checks me. But yeah, when football season rolls around, I will for sure be getting up north to Hollywood area to start watching some Dolphins games.
So clearly you've been to plenty of the Marlins games. Have you explained some of your memorabilia that you've acquired through that?
Oh yeah. So one of the memorabilia or pieces of memorabilia that specifically pertains to us is, so as a preface in our league, I think it was maybe like 5 years ago when you were working at the sports store, you got a Ray Rice statue figurine that just became our championship trophy. And that's been passed down to whoever wins the championship the past few years. Right now it resides with Christopher Ray. And we never had a trophy.
Appropriate representation of our league, by the way.
Yeah. And this Ray Rice trophy became the trophy after his whole incident. So it was not like it was this thing back in like 2008 and then it just evolved into the trophy. It was the joke originally. Shortly after getting to Miami, I went to a couple games, and one of them, they, for whatever reason, gave out bobbleheads of the Hispanic rapper Pitbull. And it works so perfectly because the bobblehead has his bald head. And so I thought, all right, this is perfect. This will be our last place winner, I guess you could say, trophy of whoever finishes in last place. And I started a tradition right off the bat where, because I coincidentally am the last place winner from last year, which we'll get into later. One reason why.
You have it in your possession.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny that I have it to start off, and it's such a ridiculous looking trophy. It's just a bobblehead of Pitbull. For God knows why, the Marlins decided to give that away. But funny enough, it has batteries in the bottom, and it actually talks if you flip a switch.
Oh, Jason, I didn't know it talked.
Oh, yeah, it talks. Yeah, you can flip a switch on the bottom. He says, oh, yeah, I got to put on for the Marlins. Miami, let's go, raise up, or something stupid.
Is it
it's just awful.
Is it Pitbull's voice, or is it not even
Pitbull? It's actually, yeah. No, it's Pitbull's voice.
Oh, word.
But I guess he recorded a couple of those and put it in the bobblehead. But I started a tradition right off the bat where, because his head is so bald and just like clean and clear, I just wrote my initials and the year on the side of his head. So whoever wins the Sacco Pitbull bobblehead loser trophy has to write their initials on his head every offseason.
Well, it's a good tradition. I think when you brought it up, everybody was on board because it's not too crazy. I was actually going to bring up, because of course I decided to throw on this stupid 29-hour ESPN fantasy marathon that's on TV right now, and they were talking about punishments, and I, of course, was like, we've been talking about this in our league for some time now, and if we're going to do it and implement it, we should do it for the draft of a season, so I was going to bring that up in the chat. I don't know how you feel about that. Obviously, I wouldn't want to do something to you before voting on it, but I feel like we kind of should be doing something to you, and we might do something. I'll have to talk with the rest of the league about that, but yeah, as the current loser, how do you feel about that, though, like for the next year? You think there should be last place punishment?
Hey, I'm gonna take a mulligan on last year. For next year, I think I don't think you can make a punishment with someone currently in mind, because I think regardless of how it is, it's gonna bias.
Jason, we'll talk about your situation later. Just next year.
Do it. I think for like we could say like yes for like during this season we could say whoever the last place loser is for next year, they have a punishment, yes. Yes, I'm for that.
We got to figure out what the punishment is, though, before the season
two,
though.
Yeah, that's true.
I think everybody's a fan of some kind of punishment. We do have some new members, though, so we will have to see how they take this.
But. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, but I think I'm in, and I think I'll explain later that this season was a bit of a mulligan for me, and I have some excuses.
The only thing worse than you last season was, like, Hungy every other season.
That's why I thought it was so funny, Hungy coming into last season, saying the year of Hungy, given that I think his record was, like, 30% the past, like, 3 years.
When he first said the year of Hungy before last season, I was just, like, instantly, like, oh, my God, dude, why did you do that to yourself? And then, like, I think before this season was over, he was saying year of Hungy, too. And it's just like, all right, man, if that's how you want to do yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was already leading off to that, coming into this season.
But anyway.
With no provoking either.
Yeah, some people just like to jinx themselves. And that's why I like to talk too much before, because whenever I do, you know somebody's ready to take a screenshot. And especially with these people that we got in our league.
Yeah, people are always ready to shove it back in your face a little later on.
But yes, I'm ready for it, man. This is a... This month in particular, I'd say maybe 2 weeks ago, I wasn't really in the football mode, but in the past week, I've been in full fantasy mode, ready to get back into there.
Oh, I'm excited, man. I've had such a weird past couple years. Like, if we go back to, like, 2016, I was working for the Red Sox, so, like, that was the middle of baseball season. I actually, our fantasy draft 2 years ago, I actually did it during a home game. So, like, I think Kevin helped me out with the first couple rounds, and then I think maybe like round four to the end, I was doing it on the Google Sheets from my phone, like behind the dugouts and like during the baseball game. And then, so like it was the middle of the season, middle of homestand, so I didn't have time to like research or like really do anything. And then last year I was in another continent, so that's a whole other story. But this year is, yeah, this whole summer, like I've just been kind of chilling. I mean, I'm here. In like a routine, I'm in a schedule, I have work consistently, so it's like it's really easy to just like find the time and like pay attention to fantasy football, I guess.
Well, it's good to have you back in the States for a fantasy football season where you have internet and can update your lineups on your own. That was one of the joys of last season was Jason not.
That was a legitimate concern last year. I think after the first time I accidentally started Devontae Parker when he was declared out like 2 days beforehand, I think you texted me and because people were getting upset and you were like, hey, do you need me to maybe like have your account information to like update your team if you ever accidentally start anyone who's like clearly inactive? And I was like, yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. And like we said, you're in the States now, so we can count on you
being for
back and active with the league.
For sure, for sure.
So let's make sure you don't come in last place again this year.
Yeah, I will try to avoid that. That will definitely be on my list of goals to not do.
But anyway, I think we should save some of this talk for when we get our host, Matt Hungerbueller, back here with us. And I'm getting ready to call it a night myself.
Yeah, sounds good, brother. I will talk to you later, and we'll see you guys soon.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.